This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit North Korea, the latest sign of deepening ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
As recently as 2017, Russia supported UN sanctions on North Korea. The world has changed, though. Now, Russia depends on North Korean weapons in its war in Ukraine. Both are searching for allies as part of their bigger struggle against the West, suggesting the cooperation could last. North Korea's satellite program is a likely area of cooperation. Recent North Korean launches have shown signs of Russian help. Putin appears to be looking for more ways to help North Korea, but much of that interaction would violate UN sanctions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has seen since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilian vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Magani.
Cyril Ramaphosa has been re-elected as South Africa's president, having brokered a deal with the opposition. This is VOA News. Muslims on Friday started the Hajj against the backdrop of the destructive Israel-Gaza war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinians in the coastal enclave are not able to travel to Mecca this year because of the closure of the Rafah crossing in May. Amna Abu Mutlak, a 75-year-old Palestinian woman from Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis, who'd planned to perform Hajj this year, says we're deprived of performing Hajj because the crossing's closed. Palestinian authorities say 4,200 pilgrims from the occupied West Bank have arrived in Mecca for Hajj. The pilgrimage is one of the five pillars of Islam, and all Muslims are required to make the five-day Hajj at least once in their lives, if they are physically and financially able to do it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis met with U.S. President Joe Biden and Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Friday before departing the Group of Seven summit in Italy.
I hope you don't mind. You had such an impression on my family when my son died. You came in and talked to us about it in Philadelphia.
I remember that.
The president's son, Beau, died of brain cancer in 2015. U.S. aircraft maker Boeing is investigating a new quality problem with its 787 Dreamliner after discovering hundreds of fasteners have been incorrectly installed on some undelivered jets, two people familiar with the matter said. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The sources say the problem was discovered at a plant in South Carolina, with the fasteners found to have been tightened from the wrong end. There is no immediate concern about flight safety, but one source says Boeing is trying to understand how the problem arose and how much work it must do to remedy the issue. The company confirmed the checks to Reuters and said there would be no impact on deliveries. Even so, it's another concern for investors after a series of quality control issues at the company. Some of its big-selling 737 MAX jets were grounded for a time earlier this year after a mid-air blowout on one of the planes.
Julian Satterthwaite from Reuters. The water quality of the Seine River in Paris is raising concerns ahead of the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games. Results were published on Friday showing high levels of E. coli and other bacteria, sparking worries about fecal contamination in the river that will host events like the marathon swim and portions of triathlons. Officials remain optimistic that the water quality will improve with favorable weather. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.